ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Makos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Bended Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Makos, Daf Chof Gimel. The first line on this daf, the Gemara says, "My time or Mishum Nikla." So it's going back on some line of this Mishnah, which is left unspecified in yesterday's Mishnah. And some din of the Mishnah is based upon the Pasuk, which at the end of the parasha of giving the Malkus, it says, "V'nikla ochicha be'enecha." And apparently, Chazal are taking out of this Pasuk on the Midrashic level that built into the din to give Malkus to someone as Chayev Malkus is that he should get somewhat embarrassed and humiliated, Mishum Nikla. Now, which line is it exactly in the Mishnah that's being explained with this? So the truth is, the Bach puts this line of the Gemara in parentheses altogether. As you can see on the side of the page, the Bach says, Tevet Seilu Bukofin, as far as Machair Mainzeh, and the Bach apparently does not have this line of the Gemara altogether. A number of Archonin do have this line, and the Archonin is among them. The Archonin names on Bepshitos that the line that we're discussing in the Mishnah is near the beginning of the Mishnah where it says that the person is getting the Malkus, so the Chazan HaKnesses Oiches Bevegodov, so the Chazan HaKnesses, the person who's in charge, the attendant, grabs hold of his garments, and he grabs them in a rough manner, and Nikru Nikrumu, if they rip, and Nifrumu, if they rip split open extensively, Adshom Megalas Libo, until he exposes his heart, he exposes his chest. So, the Aruch HaNeir says that this concept has a disgrace in that. You know, you're not just causing him to expose the upper part of the body, but you're doing it in a very disgraceful, humiliating manner. And that's what we're going on here in this Gemara, when the Gemara says, "My time of Mishum V'nikla," that the mitzvah dafka to do it in a manner that somewhat humiliates him. Moreover, the Aruch HaNeir is Mitzayin, the Tosis and Soita Daf Ches actually goes on this line of the Mishnah and says his pshat. In other words, the Tosis says that he brings out a Mishnah with the Chazan HaKnesses Oichel V'Gondov, which Tosis tells us we find a similar thing by the case of the Soita, that the and rips her garments, and oichle bagadera, nikru, etc. So you have a similar thing over here by anybody who's chayav malchus, Taisa points out, and Taisa says, v'nira, that in our mission, the reason is, mishum dechsir boy, v'nikla, so therefore mitzvah l'navloy, there's an element of mitzvah in that, to have the humiliation of him. Now the truth is, that Taisa doesn't say that that's the beferish line in our Gemara. Takerit, Taisa says, v'nira, it seems to me that that's the reason. So takerit, there may actually be some support there for the Bach, who takes out this line of the Gemara, because it doesn't look like Taisa had it. The Aruch HaNeir, for whatever reason, wasn't bothered by this, and the Aruch HaNeir stells it so, and he says that Tosis is saying the same thing that the Gemara says, that the concept of roughly grabbing him and ripping the garments, that's based upon v'nikla, an element of humiliation in the mitzvah of giving the Malkus. The Aruch HaNeir points out, however, that the Rambam in the Yad offers a whole different explanation for why it is that the Chazan HaKnesses exposes the upper body, and the Rambam says, Nikru, Nifrumu, Nifrumu, Nifru, the same as our Mishnah, Achimagalas, Libo, you expose the chest area. So the Rambam, She'enoi, Makehu, Aksusoi, because you're not allowed to lash him, you know, can't give him the Malkus on his garments, it has to be on the body itself. Shenema, Vihikohu, Veloy, Luxusoi. So the Pasuk says, Vihikohu, in the Pasuk over there, by the parish of Malkus, and Hikohu, directly on the body and not on the Ksus. The Aruch HaNeir writes that Be'emist is Beferish Sifri, that's the source of this. This Rambam, and the Sifri Mamash says this thing. Our Girsa is Yakenu V'lo Aksusoi in the Sifri, and some say the Rambam had the Girsa Yiko V'lo Aksusoi. Our component is a Beferish Sifri. Avot Pigain says the Aruch HaNeir, it's still difficult why the Rambam picks the Sifri's reason against the Gemara's reason. The Gemara is a Beferish, my time of Vishim V'nikla. So why did the Rambam look for a different reason and say it's because you have to have the Malkus on the exposed body, the reason it's Sifri against the Gemara? Zok the Aruch HaNeir, he says that in his opinion he would say that actually Sifri and the Gemara them together, and it isn't meant to be a steer at all. Because the Sifri is the fundamental point, that the person his upper body, his chest is exposed, his back is exposed, and you mark him directly on the body rather than on the garments, and that's the basic din. But even though you have that din already based on the Sifri, we have a separate question. Why does the Mishnah clearly apparently say that the Chazan HaKnesses exposes the upper body in the humiliating way he does, that he grabs it and he yanks it in a nikru, nikru, nifru, nifru? You could have the person simply exposes the upper part of the clothing up a part of the body. Simply do it without humiliating the individual. So that extra nekuda, the fact that it's done in a humiliating manner by the Chazan HaKnesses, in a rough, coarse manner, so that's what's explained in our Gemara by saying, my time of Shem V'nikla. According to the Aruch HaNeir's Pshat, obviously there's no stira between Taisa and the Rambam, and they're explaining different aspects of it. The Sefer Siach Yitzchak, another one of the standard Achronim and the Sugya over here, Steltzuch on the Toysin and the Rambam, and he assumes that they do disagree. And according to the Rambam, the idea of yanking the garments and exposing the upper body is not based upon the humiliation concept of the Nikla, but rather it's based upon the idea of the Kohavaloy Aksusoy, that it has to be directly on the body. So he asked, how did the Rambam read this Gemara, my time of Shav Nikla? So the Siach Yitzchak suggests that the Rambam read this Gemara on a different line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yakovsin Oisel Ha'omud, so you tie him to the post, and that itself is humiliating. He's not running anywhere, you know. Bezin has got police attendants or whatever, it's security, whatever they have there. Say, why do you have to dafka tie him to a post? So that itself is the humiliation, and that's what the Gemara is going on when it says the Nikla. That's how he learns. Again, like we said, not everybody is curious this line, and the Bach takes out this line altogether from the Gemara. But Eish Shagir, what you see here, and we'll see a similar element coming up later on in the Sugya, is that it's apparent that built into the mitzvah of giving the Malkus is not just the pain and the suffering of the Malkus, but also that there's a humiliation component, and that's the Vinikla. The emes is in the Pshuta Shem Mikra, if anything, the Pasuk is saying the opposite. The Pasuk says, Aboy Mekenu Lo Yosef, the Yishei Lashim 40 times, which Chazal say is 39, and Lo Yosef and no more, Pen Yosef La Koyes HaLeila Maka Rabba Vinikla Lachicha Beinecha, which Kipshuta, what it's saying is, don't you dare add any Makas, because if you do, Lo Yosef HaLeila Maka Rabba, it's going to be Nikla Lachicha Beinecha, he's going to get humiliated if you add, and that's unjust, and that's not justified. In fact, this foreign over there says, what does it mean, Nikla? So he says, which really you have a parallel to that in the sugya later on in the Omud, like we'll see a little bit, that he says, Nikla is that if you hit him an extra time, and the suffering and the pain may cause him to lose control of his bodily functions, and he may end up soiling himself, Birei or Bitsaya, Bimei Raglayim, like I have the Gemara coming up, and that's the humiliation which we're looking to not have, Zot the Sfarno, that's Lo Yosef, don't add to the distress and the suffering that he undergoes, because Pen Yosef, Lo HaKoyse, etc., and you end up with Nikla Achicha. It's interesting how, according to that, the drash of Chazal is, if anything, the opposite come out of the Pshuta Shemikra. The Pashas are saying, make sure he doesn't get extra humiliated. But Chazal learned that from Vinikla on the Midrashic level, on the drash level of the Pasuk, evidently that there is an element of humiliation that you have to have. There's a mitzvah to have. And that's what we're discussing in Ali Gemara, and you have the different Achroinim on what elements of the Malkus contain this humiliation component that's learned out from the Pasuk of Vinikla. The Gemara next digresses and gets off into some Amora Chazal, which are connected somewhat with Agadita, and I wanted to just focus on one Nakuda over here. The Gemara brings down that the Sheshi said in Emor Lozman Azariah, Kolam Asapra Lashon Hora, anybody who talks Lashon Hora, Vacholam Akaber Lashon Hora, anybody who accepts Lashon Hora, Vacholam Eidi Sheker, that he testifies falsely, Roy Lashlich Alaklonvim, and the Gemara learns out, Pasik, that such a person is fit to be thrown to the dogs. The Pasik says, the Drasha, Lakalav Tashlichon Aisai, talks about Nevela, it says you throw it to the dog. We have the Shlich and Oisai, and right away the juxtaposition there. The Pasuk says, Loisisa Shema Shov, to bear false tales, and Kribe Loisasi, that the person expresses the false tales. Eishayir, Chazal learned out from there these things about the Mesapa, Lashon Hora, Eid Sheker, etc. What I wanted to focus on was that the Gemara discusses the Mekabel Lashon Hora, a person who accepts Lashon Hora, and it uses the Lashon of Kol HaMikabel, an acceptor of Lashon Hora. Gradually, you have the parallel sugya to this in Mesech the Psochem, and over there, the Rashbam says the definition of Mekabel, the Rashbam says, Psochem Kuf Yitches, Shemekabloi Umaaminoi Al Dvorov, which means that he accepts and he believes it. And this actually is a good place to get off into one nekuda that's discussed by the Chofetz Chaim in the Be'er Mayim Chaim at the bottom of the HaSefer, a very, very choshev nekuda connected with this Maimer Chazal, and it's worth digressing for a moment on it. Chofetz Chaim clears a very, very basic shiloh, and we all know there's an issur to talk Lashon Hara, and there's also an issur to listen to Lashon Hara. And the clear in the Chofetz Chaim is the only issur to listen if you listen and you believe it. But if you say, I'm listening because I stamazoy enjoy listening, or whatever it is, I like the way he talks, but I b'shum oif and don't believe it at all, perhaps there will be no issur in that, because the only issur is mekabel Lashon Hara. And Bemis, like we're saying, you know, that's, if anything, the simple reading of the Gemara here, called a Mekabel Lashon Hora, which, as we said, the Rashbam says, Mekabel Aminoi, that you believe it. What happens if I listen, I don't believe? Perhaps there is really no loisa say on that, Tata Chavetz Chaim. Or maybe you could say, no, that there's an issue of any kind of Shmias Lashon Hora, and this is a big shiloh that Chavetz Chaim has. He's there, but whole arichos on this in the Be'er Mamachayim and Lashon Hora Klal Vov, about whether there's an issue to listen to Lashon Hora with you being machlis b'daitcha, I definitely won't believe it, I just want to listen. The Ma'aseh of Chavetz Chaim comes out, and he has raya, what he brings to this thing, that he believes that the Ikra, the halacha, the halacha is, it's clear to him that it is an iser to listen to Lashon Hara, even if you're sure you're not going to kabbal or believe it at all. And this is a very wichtig thing to know, by the way. It's in a geir d'kapsach of the Chavetz Chaim. Sometimes people make a mistake about this, and they think, well, I'll listen to the Lashon Hara. I enjoy the way the person talks, or how he says it. It's for entertainment or whatever, but I make sure not makabal. And the Chavetz Chaim passing the Beferish Fakert, the primary raya that the Chavetz Chaim brings over there is an interesting one. The Gemara says in Masech Teshvuas, how do you know that a dayan is not allowed to listen to the first baldin before the second baldin shows up? They have to both be there. Because otherwise, if the first baldin is going to say something, it's going to go into your heart, and it'll be hard to get it out, and you heard the first litigant's case unopposed, without anybody opposing it at that time. It went in, it was koina mokam and yalev, and then later on, the second litigant shows up, the baldin, you won't be able to get it out of your heart. So therefore, the Gemara says, it's also to hear for the first baldin when the second one's not there, and the Gemara Mamish brings the same pasuk that we just had by us, leisisa shem hashav, and kribe leisasi. Mamish exactly the same pasuk quotes over here, quotes there. Zot of them of the Chavetz Chaim, he says that if he holds that if anything, it's mamish a kal v'chomer. Why? Because over there, lemaisa, you're a judge, and you know good and well that you're going to be skeptical and not necessarily believe what the first litigant is saying. Moreover, you have absolutely 100% das that the second litigant is going to be showing up soon, and then when he shows up, he'll tell you the flip side of the story, he'll tell you his side. So you know good and well that you're going to be hearing two sides of the story, and you're listening to it with that in mind. And Afa Pikein, we still say that that's called a shema shov. Why is it called a shema shov, Zot the Chavetz Chaim? And the reason is because Chazal made it that psychologically it's no to your heart. It turns your heart, you hear it, you're hearing it unopposed, and it has an effect on you, on your belief, on your belief system, what you end up believing, more than you're willing to acknowledge, even if you tell yourself I'm going to be skeptical. And if that's all over there, Zot the Chavetz Chaim, where you know good and well all along you're going to be hearing a second side of the story, and you know you're hearing both sides, and it's still usher. So Kal V'Chomer over here, Zot the Chavetz Chaim, where the Maaseh, there's no one necessarily opposing this person's side of the story, and you say you're going to be skeptical and you're not going to believe, and you'll be in denial. Afal Pi Kein, it goes in, it's kind of the makom of the lev, and you end up giving it a credence and giving it acceptability, and that certainly is going to be also. And it's much the same pasuk zokter we see. So shema shav, quoting the same two gemaras, you see clearly that the iser is to listen, even with a skepticism and even without an intent to just go ahead and believe. And afal Pi Kein, it's also because it ends up being night to your heart. And the Chavetz Chaim writes at the end of the shtickle that he found the feirish in the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim said the feirish these two dinim, one that you can mekabel lashon hara, and two that you can't listen to lashon hara. He mamish lists them separately, and that's in the Sefer Charedim, in the mitzvahs loisa say atluyas boznayim. That's how the Sefer Charedim is composed. Different categories. The loisa says that it depends on the ears. So he brings in leisisa shem hashav, and first the Charedim says there was harnu boy shelo kabel lashon hara, not mekabel. What does mekabel mean? Kaloyimar shelo lahamin belev, not to believe it in your heart, and kvar shoma. Let's say I heard lashon hara already. I'm mechuyev to be skeptical and to say to myself this thing is a bunch of lies. What happens if I take that Lashon Hara that I heard already, and maybe it wasn't even my fault that I heard it, I happened to hear it, but I stop believing it and I don't act or treat it with a skepticism? That is an Isra being Ma'amin and being Mekabel Lashon Hara, and that's the first element that the Sefer Charedim brings down. Then afterwards the Sefer Charedim says Gam B'chlal La'Zeh, also included in this Lav is Shaloi L'Shmoya B'Oznov Shum Lashon Hara V'Divig Nusach Aveiroi, not to hear any bad thing about your friend in your ear. Shaloi L'Shmoya B'Oznov. And this pashtus is a strong Raya, Chavetz Chaim says, you see, Mamish Beferish Ma Yisoid, that the Sefer Charedim is splitting into two. It's interesting, he Mamish puts it into two. He says, the Issa, Mekabel, and Maimin, that applies even if I'm not listening to anything right now. I'm just thinking about what I already heard in the past. Maybe it was Lonsi when I heard it, I didn't have a choice. But Lameisa, you're Mechuyev to be skeptical and deny it and not to accept. You accept, and that's one aspect, Mekabel, Lashon Hara. And also, Nechon, this love is not listening to Lashon Hara. So he says, you see, Beferish and the Charedim, these are two elements, two different components. They're both Isurim Daraisa and Zot Chavetz Chaim, that's how clearly we're going to pass him. According to that, obviously, our Gemara that says, call him a Kabbe, Lashon Hara, etc., Roy Lashlich, Loklavim, you have to explain it in this thing. Perhaps it just hops onto Makabel because that's the primary case of Kabbalah, of listening to Lashon Hara like the Charedim listed first. But Akapanim, Lefio Emes, there really is another Isser, even if you're not in Kabbal, the Etzem listening itself, according to the Charedim, according to the Psach of the Chavetz Chaim, is also Isser as well, even if you tell yourself that you won't believe it. The Gemara later on the Amud quotes the pasuk that we actually said over before. La Yosef, if a boy can La Yosef lash him only 40, which Chazal say is 39, not more. Pen Yosef la koyse lele makar rabba v'nikla lachicha beinecha. So that you're not allowed to add on a makar rabba. What does that mean, the Gemara? Is there some special din that you can't add on a big, big, gigantic makar? What if I add a single individual makar? Is that a mutter? Of course it's not mutter. That's not mutter either. You have to go to 39 or whatever the number is, and you're not allowed to go over it at all. Not even a single makar. So why does the pasuk say Pen Yosef Lakoyes Halila Makarabo. So the Gemara says, and actually the indication of that pasuk Makarabo is Limud Al Rishonah Shehi Makarabo, which is to say that it's Megalot to us the way the Rivon on the page learns it up over here. Megalot that the all the Makas are Makarabo, which means that they are B'chol Koychoy. That's the correct use in the Rivon, as he has the Mitzvah Shat being down here from the Tosis Yontif. And so in other words, that the Makos that are given in Bezdin are not just symbolic little lashes, but the Mamash B'chol Koychoy of the Shliach Bezdin, and that's called Makarabo. In other words, according to that, the reason why the Pasuk says Makarabo is not because that's the only type of Makar that you're not allowed to add after you finish the count. Once you finish the count, you can't add anything. But it's telling you that the earlier ones, all of them are Makarabo, the ones that are the mitzvah, those are Makarabo, which Ravon teaches that they're very strong Makos that are given B'chol Koychoy. It's interesting that there are two very Choshev Achroinim that are Mamish Nochus L'Dover Echad over here. Very, very interesting. Both say exactly the same word in the Noita from the Rivon. And these two big Achroinim are the Tshuvas Yad Aliyov from El Yeragulur, one of the great, he was something of a Talmud of Chaim Volozhin, a great going, and the Tzoftas Paneach from the Rogachov, the Tzoftas Paneach on Makkas. As you know, there's a Sefer Tzoftas Paneach on Makkas who was saved from his Ksavim and sent over with big Mesirus Nefesh when the war came. Al Kapon and these two, both Mamash HaMechavim of Dover Echad, very interesting. The way they both say the same word on Limer al Rishonos Shehein Makar Rabo and the Noite from the Rivon. So in order to say this shtukel correctly, we have to take a step back and discuss for a moment something which we discussed in yesterday's shir in the name of the Michas Chinuch. And that is a basic question. We know that the Din of Lo Yosef that you're not allowed to add to the number of makos, and we even have the din in yesterday's daf that you even moisif one single mako, and he's maced and he's goyal al yodo. If the shliach doesn't add even one mako, then which he was not allowed to do, and the individual dies, so he had no justification for that, and he has to go to golos al tzeach b'shoyge. And the child of mechas chinuch is what happens if the doctors evaluated the person could handle 19 or 20 makos, but it's not divisible by 3, and if we only give him 18, then it's to give 18, and he goes over the 18 accidentally, he goes to 19, he goes to 20, and he kills him. That was within the oymet, it was within the evaluation, and therefore consequently be'etzim it could be that he has an etzim din to get the full number of 19 or 20. It happens to be that the poyla can't be given because it's not makas urius l'shtalish, so the poyldic way of giving these makas is in by crowds of 3, groups of 3, and maybe he won't get it. But if you do go over and you give him that number of kaponim, you can't say that it's shaloika din, because his din really was to get the 19-20, and therefore perhaps it's not koylan al-yodai. And there's a suffix, the mechas chinuch by the suffix, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and granted the Oruch HaNer also clears exactly the same shaila and blibes with the same suffix. He doesn't have an answer to this question either. Now, the Sofnas Paneach and the Rebbe Elyahu Lekuler and the Yad Eliyahu both say, Behechlet, that actually are Goylen HaYodoy, and they really both cannot say the same shtickel to explain it. Both of them say that the Hezber Advorim, why you would be Goylen HaYodoy in that case, is that you should not learn, they say, that the Be'etzim evaluation is that this person is supposed to be getting 19 to 20 makas. But Gerada, since the only way to give the makas is the mitzvah of giving is the way of the groups of 3, 2 in the back, 1 in the front, so Meila, since it's a way to give in groups that he has the giving bepoil is in groups of 3, so therefore you don't give the full number that he's etzim supposed to get. Name, the Zachronim say. Remember, the din is that the etzim oimid in and of itself, the evaluation of itself is altered to ratchet it down to the least, not the closest number divisible by 3. So that says that the oimid itself, Zok the Rogachov, it becomes not an oimid of 19, but it's the etzim intrinsically ratcheted down to become an oimid of 18. And he says, the Rogachov says that he feels that's not much the Pasha's Lashon of the Gemara on Chof Beis, and the oimid itself is, the evaluation itself is makos urius l'shtalish. It's not svei dinim zok the Rogachover. And we talked about this yesterday. We said from the Mechas Chinuch that he was naming on its 2 different dinim. That's what we discussed yesterday. There's one din of making the etzim oimid that his etzim chiyav is, whatever the number is, 19, 20, whatever. And the tzveite din that the bepoil active administration, the giving of the makos is going to be a number divided by 3. The Rogachover says it's fakers. The oimid al makos urius l'shtalish, the oimid itself, the evaluation itself, gets ratcheted down. It's not an oimid of 19. Even if medically you could handle 19, there's exerts a cost to give the evaluation of 18, not 19. And Mele is etzem din is 18. The 19 number is meaningless for him, even though medically he could handle it. And Mele, consequently, therefore, Dr. Rogachar and the Yad Eliyahu are the same thing. Then, if you give that 19th and the person would die, avada, you'd end up being goyal al yodai. And both of them say, they both mechavan l'davar echad, that in their opinion, that's the pshat in the sefri. Sefri and Pashas Kiseitse says like this, that we know that the person It's giving the makas is not allowed to add one, because the pasuk says, "Aboyim yakenu lo yoisi." If you're not allowed to add, zok the sifri ainly ela bezman shemaisif and alaminyan. If the person's getting the full number of 39, and you're adding to the 39, you're adding over the minyan. So I understand it's a lois say. Aber al kol oimed vo'oimed on each evaluation shom du better than menayin, and that's why it says tamad loimer etc. It brings a pasuk that even there it is considered to be a lo yoisif as well, and it's also a lois say to go over whatever the evaluation of Bezin is. So let's say Pashtas Bezin evaluated 18, or they evaluated 21 or 24, whatever the case may be, and you go over that evaluation, you also have on the Yosef. It's fret of them to Yad Yo, he says that this Tasifri is Tamua. Why? He says because Be'emes Tasfor is exactly the Hepach HaGomer, exactly the opposite of what the Sifri says. The Sifri seems to be assuming that it's one thing, the Pasik is saying that the number goes to 39, and if I add over 39, I'm Vada, I'm over on the Yosef, I'm over on the Yosef. But if the number never reaches 39, because the medical evaluation is it can't hit there anyways, it goes to 18, 21, etc. So maybe there's no lois hasei on that. There was apparently a real serious half a minute that that's not going to be a lois hasei to add. No, we have a special class of kosher that the lois hasei as well. Frank, there, as far as the hepach hagomer of that, because the person who's chayav malchus, 39 malchus, that means he's a healthy person, and be'etzim, like we said from the Rambam yesterday, it could very well be he could handle 45, he could handle 50. There's a class of kosher, he can't go beyond 39. So that person, it's actually a very big chiddush that the pasuk is still telling you, even though he's healthy enough to go fight. It's a din of loyosif, and b'shum oif, and you can't go past 39. That's a big chiddush. But mashenka, the person that got a medical evaluation, he can't go beyond 18, and you're going to add a 19th. That's mamash act of achzorius gomor, which is mamash kamara ma'isa retzach, because the doctor said that he can't handle it, it might kill him. And now you're just going beyond the 18, and you're doing an act which is old to kill him. That's a much more shmochomor the ma'isas than going over 39 for somebody who's a healthy person. It could maybe go to 45, 50 anyway. So it's mamash a kavachomer that if there's a loyosif for a person who went to full count, kavachomer that this should be included in loyosif should also be the person who can't even reach the full count because the doctor said it's a sakana for him. So how could the sifri say a half a minute that it's perfectly mutter? It's not even a loyosif or anything for a person who evaluated at 18 for the person to go vayt to beyond 18. What was the half a minute that this thing should be mutter? It's a kind of the fushes. Of them zok the yad aliyo, and the Rogachov says it's bekitsa numerous as well in the tzoftas paneach on al hashas over here in Makis. They both say the same thing that the pshat and the sifri avada was not talking about a case where the doctor said that if you go beyond this particular number, he might die. Of course, there's no shum half a minute that had to go beyond that and risk dying. If they both said it's a free was talking about a case where the doctor said he can go to 19 or 20, and we halachically ratcheted down the etzem oimid number, like we said before, to 18. So the MSD is no sakonas defosha than going beyond 18 to 19 or 20. It's just a via failure and exerts a cousin of makoi sorius lashtalish has to be by 3, but there's not going to be a sakonas defosha. The doctor said perfectly he could go to 18 to 19, he can go to 20. So therefore, consequently, the Sifri had a serious half a minute in that case that we're going to go beyond the oimid, in other words, the modified oimid, modified by the Doc Marcus Urius Lishtalish, that maybe that's not a loisa say to go beyond that, because in any event, the person should really theoretically be getting the 19 to the 20, and it's not as a cause of the function, it's just medically possible anyway. So maybe there's a reshus to go weiter after the Marcus Urius Lishtalish, after the 18, and do another one or two. But then there's a free name, there's a Xeris Akosiv, that once Chazal and the Torah set it up in this manner, and the oimid is modified with the Urius Lishtalish, so then is that is his etzem din, and if you add one, that's a mamash an intrinsic violation of lo yosef, the same as adding lo yosef onto the 39. And the Rogachov writes that this is another example in the way we're learning it up, the way we're understanding this sifri. It's called manai. What if you're moisef al kol oimed v'oimed? You moisef onto the evaluation. So this the Rogachov, if you learn pshat like me in this sifri, you see that the evaluation is not the number that the doctor gives, 19, 20, whatever it is. No, the evaluation is the modified number. The doctor gives a number 19 to 20, whatever he says, and we modify it by ratcheting it down to the nearest number divisible by 3. We ratchet it down to 18, and that becomes the oimid itself. That's what the free is saying. How do you know that if you moisef onto the oimid, which we're learning up that it doesn't mean moisef onto the number the doctor gave, because that's sakana, it's maiser retzach to do such a thing. You're endangering his life. Rather, we're talking about the modified oimid, and that's called kol oimid v'oimid in the language of the free. And mela, therefore, consequently, zokt of them the Rogachov, that you see another raya to this yisoid, that the modified number with that divided by 3, that is the etzem din, and to go one beyond it is mamash violation gomer of the loyosef of lo yosef. On this, both the Yad Eliyahu and the Rogatchov are Moisif exactly the same Nakuda. Very interesting. They're both Moisif, that you have to understand it like this. That the Pasuk says, Lo Yosef, Abba Mekendo Lo Yosef, this is Doime, similar to the concept of Bal Toysef that we find in the Kola Tura Kola. Bal Toysef, the Gedo Bal Toysef is that a Moisif onto the Chefza of the Mitzvah. There's different kinds of Bal Toysef, but let's say, simply put, the Gemara speaks of being carrying, taking a Heiminim in the Lulav instead of taking Talamin in the Lulav. So, therefore, it's an under Chefza. You just say, Safan at some Chefza, instead of being a four-min Chefza of Lulav Esrig, etc., with a five-min Chefza. The Safa goes in and modifies and redefines that the Etzem Mitzvah itself is being done in a broader Nitoisef to command. That's Bal Toysef. Of them, Zogan Zay, that they say that the Safas Panech and the Adel Yoh say that the person, the Shliach Bezin, that added one to the count, so it's no longer the Moshal 18, now it's 19. It's no longer 39, now it's 40. The Pshat is that the entire count itself is Nishtane, and you no longer have a 39 Malkus. It's a different Chefza. It's a Chefza of a 40, which is not what the Torah was Mitzaveh. It's no longer an 18 Malkus, which is what the Torah was Mitzaveh, Zrius Lashtalish, etc. There's a different Chefza called a 19. The entirety of the whole Seder HaMalkus is Nishtane right from the beginning, because it didn't stop at the correct number, and it went beyond that, Lo Yosef, and that itself goes back and changes the entirety of the Seder HaMalkus, that it wasn't the Malkus that's the Tzivah HaTerizik HaMalkus that stops where it's supposed to stop at 39 or whatever it is, but rather it's a whole different Chefza of a Seder Malkus that doesn't stop and keeps going, and mainly they both say that's Pshat in our Gemara. A boy Makenda Lo Yosef, the Gemara calls the Pasuk, Pen Yosef La Koysa El Eila Maka Rabba, Limeid Al Harishoinois Shein Maka Rabba, Zoktat Sofas Panech and the Yad Eliyahu. You know what the Gemara means by that? It means you're not allowed to add to the number of the Malkus, and if you do add to the number of Malkus, it's a Gilui Milson, the original Rishoinois Malkus, that they weren't Malkus of a Mitzvah. Those were Maka Rabba, those are Stamasoi, like a Choyvul Bialma that you did. Because if they were Malkus of a Mitzvah, they're supposed to go to the number of the count that the Torah is Mitzvah, and stop there. As they don't stop there, that's Megala on the entirety of the whole Seder of the Malkus, right back from the very beginning. That's a Maisa Chavola Bialma. That's the Gemara means. If you are Moisif, that's a Maka Rabba. The entire thing right from the get-go is going to be ogatized as a Maka Rabba. The Tzavtas Paneach says that with this Yisoid, you can answer up a big kasha, which he says is very, very schwer. The kasha is, Zokter, that we find that the Gemara said earlier, we said it in, we discussed it, that the if the Shliach Bezin is Moisif Echad Umeis, what happens if he adds one and the individual dies, the person being brought to Din dies, so then the Shliach Bezin is going to be Goy Lal Yodai. For after then, the Rogatchov, it's actually very schwer. Why? Because we find that the Rambam writes, the Shittas Rambam is, that if you have Yud Bnei Odom, who hit a person in succession, 10 different people hit the victim, first person, Reuven, then Shimon, etc., and the 10th one hits him, and he dies at the 10th one. The 9th one, he didn't die, he dies at the 10th one, and the Allah is that the 10th one is considered to be a Ritzeach and he's Chayav Misa. So the Rambam Paskins, that's only if the last one hit such a hard blow that it was Yesh Boi Kedei Lohomis all by itself, that it had a sufficient power to kill all by itself. But if the only reason why the 10th and last blow killed the victim is because he was already sufficiently bruised and weakened and injured from all the other people's Makas, that therefore it took a little bit to finish him off, then the last person is not considered to be independent murder, he's not going to be brought to death. That's the Rambam. It's Frecht of them, the Rogatchover, Mamash Omeridik, a question. He says, we know that the Klolim of Mertzeach Shoigeg to be chayav orei miklot are the same as the klom of reisach meiz to be chayav misa. Im Kain, why does it say over here? Why don't you say that Kemat never is such a thing ever going to be Mishkachas law? Because one lash is not going to kill the person. We're talking about that since he was so bruised and weakened and in pain and suffering from all the other Malkus, he already got 18, he already got 39, whatever he already got. So, and you added one on top of it, so that was like the straw that brought the camel's back, so to speak, and then that's what killed him. So according to Rambam's Klolim, that should not cause a Goy Lal Yodoy, because the only reason the last one killed him was Betzirah for the earlier ones, and according to Rambam, by Ritzeach, you're not going to have Misa for that. So why are we here to say Goy Lal Yodoy? It might be a strong question for Echter Rogatchov. So according to me, it works out very well. Because according to my understanding, the getter is that if you hoisef achas umeis, that is megala on the earlier ones, that they too are makas chavola ba'alma, they're not the fulfillment of the mitzvah, because if it was a mitzvah, it would have stopped and it didn't stop. And it made this very good. All of those makas were unjustified now. They were all chavolos ba'alma, and if it comes out, you hit the guy 40 times, 39 plus 1, 40 times, none of which was makas shal mitzvah, and if consequently, if the guy dies, is going to be goyel al yodoy, he's going to go to galus, and we don't have to rechen and start asking whether the last one alone could have done this job, because actually all those makas ended up being unjustified. And maybe the gevurt that the Rogat Shavar fears us with that, it is all a very sharp chap, and it's very interesting, the two very choshev achroyim, mamamash niskabnu l'dover echad, and all this raid, the Rogat Shavar and the Galileo. But I wanted to point out that the Maisa, what the Rogat Shavar does not get into, is that it comes to the dover zor v'tamua, I would think, according to him, that he really doesn't discuss. I mean, what happened to the Shliach Bezen hits the guy 39 times, then he adds one, you know, so it's 40. So he did a terrible thing, and you over on the Yosef, and etc., etc. But the Maisa, according to the Rogat Shavar and Galileo, it's going to come after the person didn't get his Malkus yet at all, and you have to bring him back to Bezen a little bit later when he gets healed, and bring him back and do a Mamish 139 all over again. That's a loyovel b'chapo, you know what I mean? It's not like the individual getting the punishment is his fault that he's getting Malkus a second time. Somebody is there at Bezen, have an extra time. But according to them, the Rogat Shavar and the Yadalio, it comes out that that individual really never got the Einish Bezen of Malkus altogether. He got something else because it didn't stop at 39. So it's just a zech that L'choy Lehuska anywhere in the Paiskim, it sounds like a bit of a parallel to say this thing of Halacha L'maisa, that the earlier Makas are a glory, that they weren't even Makas Mitzvah, which means L'choyra, that you're going to have to wait a bit and actually bring him back and do the whole Malkus all again from scratch. I wanted to take out a few minutes over here to discuss briefly the Yesoidiastic question of the Ktsois on this din and the Achrenin discussion of the Ktsois. The Ktsois discusses this din of Hoysif Ritzua Achas Umeis Areza Goyl Al Yodoy, that if you added one extra lash and the guy dies, then the Shliach Bezin goes into Golos. And the Ktsois says that from here is a Raya Brura against the Shitta of Tais and Kedushin and other places. Tais holds in Kedushin and elsewhere that this that Chazal say that which is to say that you send about a shliach to do an aveira, it's not misyachas to the mishalech, from the shliach to the mishalech, ain't shliach chazar aveira. Taisa shita is that that's based on what the Gemara mentions as far of divrei harav, divrei hatama, divrei mishoymin. You have no business listening to the mishalech, because you're listening to the Almighty, the Rebbein Shom, who told you for carrot. So you have no shum rech, no shum reshus to listen to the mishalech, and therefore, it's not the mishalech's fault or his problem that you listen to him, it's not misyachas to him. That's what Taisa says, and Taisa is that according to that, his opinion is that the din of Ein Shliach Chazar Aveir doesn't apply with a Shliach with only a Shoigeg. Because since he was a Shoigeg and he didn't know it was a Maisa Aveir at all, how could the Taina on him, you shouldn't listen to me, you should listen to the Rebbein Shom, and I had no idea it was an Aveir. The Taisa Shita in Shas is that by Shoigeg, if the Shliach is a Shoigeg, we say Yes Shliach Chazar Aveir. Yosef argues on this, and he says that you always say Ein Shliach Chazar Aveir, even the Shliach is a Shoigeg. The Taisa holds that Shliach Shoigeg, we say Yes Shliach Chazar Aveir. It's fact of them, the choice is the Raya Brura against the Tosis on this Gemara. Why? Because L'chayra, according to the Tosis, over here we have a Shliach Bezen, he's called a Shliach Bezen, which means L'chayra that Bezen is making a Shliach, it's apparently they're the ones who are really the hitters, they're hitting the person who's Nenash, and the Shliach is doing a Beshluch B'chlichusam. Now, L'mais, if you Moisef Achas U'mais, the Gemara in Baba Kama elaborates a little bit on this case. Baba Kama says the case was that the Dayan told him, the Dayan got confused about the count, and the Dayan said to the Farish, okay, hit another one. And the Dayan made a mistake about it. He didn't realize it was done. And he listened to the Dayan, and he hit the extra one, and the individual died. That's the case, the Gemara explains to Baba Kama. It's Frektik Tzayis, so there in that case, since the Shliach was a Shaygig, in fact, everybody was a Shaygig. They had no idea that they were going over, they got confused. So he's a Shaygig, so maybe we should say, yes, and instead of the Shliach Bezen going into Golos, we have the Bezen going into Golos, not the Shliach, because he just did a Shliach, and a Meila, the Averish Mithyachas to the Mishalech, the Desh Mithyachas to the Bezen, and let them go to Golos. And then there's the very strong question that Tzoy says. He says it's a very stark Akasha, and he holds that to Raya to the book of Yosef, that we always say, even by Shaygeg, and that's why in this case the Shliach Bezen can't palm off the responsibility onto the Bezen, and he goes to Golos himself. A Meila, the Kaina from the Tzoy. In the later Achrayin in the Devar of Rome and the Pre Yitzchok, they both bring down two different trutzim to this kasha. They're interesting trutzim, and they cholak b'yasoidam. The first teretz that they both discuss is that perhaps you could say that like this. They said, be'etzim there's a raya in certain poiskim that we find that even if I hold yeshlech the varver like Tosis, it does not mean that only the mishalech is on the hook. Only the mishalech is responsible for the varver. It means he's also responsible for the varver, and the shliach is responsible as well. It does haste that if you go with Tosis, to the mishalech is responsible and also the shliach. On that they say that over here the mishalech, which is the bezin, they may be responsible, but they're not going to know golos because since it's 23 members of the bezin or 3 members of the bezin, there's different shittas in the Sechta Sanhedrin about what it takes to give Malkus, but number Bezdin to give Malkus. So there's a number of people, members of the Bezdin, all together, coming together and having this guy serve as their shliach. So in Meila, they say that actually there's no single member of the Bezdin that miyachis all the Malkus, the ganze ganzkeit, all to him alone. Rather, it gets split up among all the members of Bezdin. The yachas that the Malkus are attributed to the Meshaleach of Bezdin is split amongst the various members of Bezdin. And that's similar to a person who was hit by 10 people, each of them lightly, but he ended up dying because of the numbers of hits. So you know, there's no Mises Bezdin on that. There's no Golos if he killed the Shoyging on that, because you can't be Miyachis the Mises to any particular individual. Likewise, over here, since there's so many members of the Bezdin, and you're parceling out the, so to speak, bits and pieces of the Yachas, of the hitting to every member of the Bezdin. So therefore, it's as if each member of the Bezdin hit a light hit, so to speak, and Mela, therefore, no member of the Bezdin are going to go into Golos. The Shliach, however, will go to Golos because he has an independent in, since he himself did do it, that he has to go to Golos. The Bezdin, however, and them, it's Doimet that he called Yud Ben Yodim Ameis because they all mishtatav together in this act of Ritzicha. There's a bit of a tumult back and forth on this in the Dar Vav Rome, whether this Teret necessarily makes so much sense, because after all, over here, it wasn't a number of weak Meisim. In the poil, the active sense, it was actually one big strong Meiser. So he's not sure, he goes back and forth. Pitzak does accept this answer, and this is one teretz why the Bezdin is not going to go to Golos, based on the fact that they had their Shliach, the Shliach Bezdin, add a extra Ritzua, and the guy died. However, the second Mahalach that they say is a Yesoidiastika Mahalach. It's very different from this. And the Piyitzak brings up a Shem Moiri HaGodol, which actually is a Rissos Alanter. The Piyitzak, as you know, is written by Itzla Petterberger, who was the great Talmud, one of the great Talmud of Rissos Alanter. So he brings actually a Teres of Rissos Alanter, and Vavram also says this on his own. And what they say is that they both taina that the whole Musik of Shliach Bezdin is a misnomer, it's just a Lashon B'Alma. The reality is that when the Shliach Bezdin hits the Nenash person, the one's getting the Oynish, he's not a Shliach in the Bezdin in the sense of Shluch Shalom Kamoisai. Really, he just called the Shliach Bezdin in the sense they tell him what to do, and he does it, so Chazal referred to him as a Shliach. But Lefiha Emes, he's made Mekayim his own din and not the Bezdin's din. It's not like the Bezdin has an intrinsic din that they should do the Kudeth, they should do the Malkus, they should do the punishment, just they're palming it off by having the Shliach do it. No, rather the din of punishing the person that the Bezdin is giving sentences them, that din is mutl on Kol Yisrael and has the mutl on the Shliach as well. It's his din. It's not the Bezdin's din. And since it's not a true Shlichus, the Shliach Bezdin, that therefore, as Dr. Devar Avram and the Piyotzak brings from Yisrael Solanter, they believe that's the real reason why the whole concept of the Miyachis, the Maisa, to the Meshalchen, to the Bezdin, etc., etc., is all totally irrelevant, because we're not dealing with Bezdin saying, okay, now you be Mekayim, our din for us, we're making you a Shliach, and you go ahead and hit. That's not the way that it works. He's not the Alamdus of Shliach. He has an independent din of being the Shoiter, Shoiftim, and Shoiter, and being to be a shaiter and hitting the person carrying at the psak of Bezdin, and his maisa does not have a yachas, and it's not misyaches to the Bezdin. I saw an interesting thing in the Miluy Evan, which is the Hagois on the bottom of the Nuk Tzaisin, where he says on this, Samir de Gazach, a real nafgamina between these two mahalchim that the Achronim say to Miyasha de Tzaisis Kasha. So he brings down a very mechudishika thing. In the Sugya in Sanhedrin, daf Pei Zayin on the Beis, the Gemara discusses the Shiloh, the Gemara brings down some machloikis tanoim over there, where the Dini Malkus have to be administered by a Bezin of Gimel, which is the Shita of Chachomim, or by a Bezin of 23, which is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. It's a big machloikus where it takes a Bezin of 23 to give Malkus, or Paskin Malkus, or just a Bezin of 3. So Rashi over there says, the way Rashi learns up the Gemara, according to Rashi in the standing of the Sugya there, Rashi speaks out that what if I go like Rabbi Shmuel and I hold that it takes a Bezin of 23 to Paskin Malkus, and the Maisi didn't do it. I'm going with Rabbi Shmuel, but I made a mistake, or whatever it is, and I took a Bezin of 3, and the Bezin of 3 passed the Malkus, and I ended up hitting him based on the Psak of the Bezin of 3. So Rashi says, and he learns it into the Gemara, Alpidarkoi, that according to Bishmol, he had no shum right to do that, because it took a psak of Bezin of 23, Udid of Bezin of 3, so it's a maisa chavola b'yalma, it's almost like a choyvel b'chaveira, wounding him, shaloikadin, and you have to pay him mumnis to pay him for the wounds. And who pays the mumnis? Who pays that? So Rashi says, based on the way he understands the sugya, Bezin themselves pay it, and the Bezin splits it up. They split up the money, and they pay the for the wounding that was done. Frecht of them, the Oruch Lener, what happened to the Din of Ein Shluch HaDavar Aveira? The Oruch Lener's Kash over there in Sanhedrin. That he asked, what happened to Ein Shluch HaDavar Aveira? They didn't personally hit the guy. The Bezin themselves didn't personally pick up a whip and hit him. Rather, it was actually the Shliach Bezin that did it. So, man, it's his din. He was the one who was Chayvel. You want to make somebody pay? Make him pay, Frecht the Oruch Lener. What's his business of getting the Bezin to pay? And the Maisa, maybe it was done by the Shliach, but Ein Shluch HaDavar Aveira, it's not, it was an Aveira, it's a Chayvel. So, therefore, it came came from his yaches to the Meshaleach, and the Bezen aren't the ones that did it, it was not by the Shliach. And for the Orchaneir, Orchaneir says that here is a Raya Zokte that Rashi holds like Toysis, Rashi and Sanhedrin holds like Toysis, that I don't apply Ein of the Aveira to a scenario in which the Shliach is a Shoige, because you don't have Divi Harav, he wasn't supposed to know anyway, how could he know? So there was nothing to stop him, to impede him, to make him not be the Shliach. So consequently, the Shlichus is Mesiachus to the Meshaleach, if the Shliach is a Shoige. And Rabdila Maisi was a Shoige, they made a mistake, they threw the Bezen of three suffices, the Paskin Malkus, they didn't realize that it takes a bezin of 23 according to Shul, the Pasuk, the Malkus. So since the Shliach of the Shoige, his action is Mesiachas to the bezin, and Mela, therefore, Zok the Orchaner, that's why Rashi is saying that the bezin themselves have to pay. And he says that that Taka is a Raya, the Rashi holds like Tosis against the Muki Yosef, and Rashi Taka holds that by a case of Shliach Shoige, go Meyachas the Maisa to Meshaleach, it's called the Meshaleach's Maisa. In this case, it's bezin splits it all the different ways, three ways, because it's their Maisa and it's considered their act as if they're the ones who hit this guy, Shaloikadin. He says, actually, if you think about it, it's a Moyadika Orchaner, what he's saying, Pshat and Rashi, but actually it depends, 100% is an Afkamina, it depends on the Tumah Halchim over here, in the Dvar of Rom, and the Pri Yitzchak, in terms of how to understand how it's Sugya. Why is that? So that because according to the second Mahalach of the Dvar of Rom, and the Pri Yitzchak, what he brings from his Sotso Lanter, they are saying that Shliach Bezin is just called a Shliach. That's his Lashon, it's a Lashon B'Yama that we use. In reality, he's not Bezin Shliach, it's not the Shluch on Kamoisa, and it's not like Bezin themselves have it in that they personally should be carrying out the punishment on the person who was convicted, but really they're just getting a shliach to do it, like a yoda arichta, it's like the shliach doing it for them. No, Zogin the Achroinim, according to the second side of the Avraham, Priyitzak of Yisosalandu, they learn up that the shliach Bezin has an independent in, it's just expression, we call them a shliach, he's listening to Bezin and doing what they say, but it's not considered as if it was their act, they're not the ones who are sending him as an agent or an emissary to do something for them, he has his own din, to be a shaiter, to be the shliach Bezin and the carrot to unshim. If you learn like that, Zokti Yadalio, if that's shot over here, Zokti Liyayevin, if that's shot over here, if that's the reason why in our sugya, the Bezin isn't going to be Goylal Yodoy, then it should come out exactly the same thing in Rashi sugya and Sanhedrin, the Bezin shouldn't have to pay, because he's not their Shliach. Rashi Lemaisa says that he is their Shliach, and therefore the Bezin has to pay. But according to the second side of the Dvar Vrom and the according to the way they're learning, it's not just not true. They're learning differently. They're learning that the Shliach Bezin is not a Shliach. He's not doing it for the Bezin at all. And according to that, the Rashi is not going to work out. You have to learn the Sugya of Sanhedrin differently, he says. Rashi could have learned like the first derech of the Bitzel of Petterberger. He could have learned the first derech of the Dvar Avraham. As we said before, the first derech is that by goal specifically to the special din, that if I didn't do the entirety of the act unto myself, it took a whole bunch of different people coming together. There were all different acts, and we said there'll be a bezin of 23 or a bezin of 3, and everyone's coming together, and none of those individual by himself, none of those hayonim by himself, is with his koichas alone, or with what's misyachas to him alone, wouldn't have killed the guy. And therefore, in Uchas Golus, we say you're not goyla. And that's why the bezin is not goyla. That's the first derech of these achreinim. But if you learn like that, the Malievan says it works out very well, because that's a special din in Golus, which is dependent upon Uchas Misa. And by Misa, you do find this, unless you solely kill the guy alone, you're not a reisech, and you know, in terms of getting punishment, and you don't get punished. That's true about Misa, but my mom this has all different rules. And for Steitzach, if I have three people come together and all together they mazik somebody, they split the hezik, the value of the hezik, and they all have to pay. Each one pays a third. So that made us very good. That over here in our Gemara, we're talking about Golos. So the attacker is a din that the Golos isn't, the killing act isn't misyachas to the Klolos of all the members of the Bezin together to put them into Golos, because then you're going to have that each member by himself is weak, his input is weak. Mumdus doesn't have that din. If the common input of all of us together ended up causing a Mumdus to hezek, a to harm, we have to split it three ways and pay. So that's what Rashi says, very good over there. According to that, Lomdus, the Shliach Bezin is a Shliach of the Bezin. He's doing their din, which apparently it's really their din, according to this side, to carry out the Psak of the Bezin. And they get a Shliach Bezin who's doing it B'Shlich Husam. There's a Rashi there, good. That's what Rashi's saying over there in Sanhedrin. That in the case in which they accidentally told him an extra, they accidentally told him to give the Makos to the Psak of Bezin a 3, and it really took 23, etc., etc. So they are the ones that their shliach, which is their yoda arichta, it's nisyachas, it's their maisa, so to speak, being done by the shliach, that end up wounding this guy, shalai kedin, and therefore they all together have to chip in, and they have to pay, because according to this side, the shliach HaBezin has a din of mamish of being their shliach. Finally, at the end of the sugya, we have over here a number of cases that the Gemara gives, which are all cases in which the administration, the giving of the number of the malchus was interrupted in the middle for some asuyamdika reason. And all of these cases, the halacha is that once it's interrupted, you don't have to go back on the mashlim, you don't go back on the mashlim, because sufficient that which was already done. And there are a number of cases in the Gemara. One case is Niskalkel Berei or Berei Reglayim, so the person became humiliated and soiled himself in the middle of getting the Makas out of the pain, the distress, he soiled himself, and there, that's one case where you stop. The Malkus at that point did not Mamshech. Another case is Mifsika Horitzua, which is to say that the strap broke in the middle of giving the Malkus and the strap breaks, and the halacha is that you pater him, and there's different details in the Gemara, we'll see, but Akopani, you pater him, and you don't continue weiter further. And finally, another case, at the end of the sugya, the person was rots mi bezdin, that you lifted your hand to hit him, and he was rots, he ran out of the bezdin, and there also, he's pater, you don't continue weiter. Now, in all of these cases, the Rivon and other Meforshim learn that they speak out that these are all based on one common yesoid, which is actually the same yesoid we talked about earlier, and that's the yesoid of a nikla. In other words, again, like we said before, it appears that there's some element of a nikla that's supposed to be fulfilled in the giving of the malchus, some element of shame, humiliation that's brought about. And over here, the malchus was interrupted in the middle, and the interruption was in such manner that you already had epis vosa, fulfillment of a nikla, the humiliation is already achieved. And therefore, once it's achieved, the halacha is that you don't continue further, you consider this to be sufficient unto itself. Once he's nikla, kivan shenikla, reyaka achicha, and you don't continue it further. So the kinskalkal berei, that itself was a humiliation, that the person was humiliated by having a kilkal of the tzoya, the meir aglaim, he soiled himself. Nifsika ritsua, it seems from the Rivon that he already was humiliating, the fact that he already got some klep, that itself is already humiliating. Now I would have been mamshich further, except that once it gets a break in the seder, and the lash breaks, so he say that humiliation you got already from the lashes you got already, it's sufficient unto itself, you're done, you're patterned, and you don't go further. And finally, the reach from Bezin, also the running from the Bezin is humiliating and shameful in itself, and therefore in all these cases we had a Yemiklan that was fulfilled already, and consequently, therefore, I don't continue further, I say it's sufficient that which was done. Now the Gemara says a somewhat cryptic line by Nifsika Horitzua, where the strap breaks. The Gemara says, Nifsika Horitzua, Bishnia Poichonaisai, Barishaino Ein Poichonaisai. If the Ritzua broke by the Shnia, then he's off the hook, but if it broke by the Rishaino, he's not. Now the Rivon learns up a simple pshat on that, but he says it as follows, that the word shnia refers to the second lash from the seder of the lashes, and the rishayin refers to the first lash. So case like this, if you lift up your hand before you even gave a single lash, even the first makah from the malchus, you lift up your hand and already the ritzua breaks, so therefore you can't say he already was a nikla, zok the Rivon, he already got shamed, because he didn't get shamed. The shame comes from the fact that he already got at least one lash, and he didn't even get a single lash, because if the person lifted up his hand and already the trap broke, so therefore you weren't makayim v'nikla yet, and that's where Rishayna ain't poichon aisai. Mashing, came the strap breaks when you're lifting your hand the second time. Then it comes out that over there, you already got some element of shame already, because you got ready the first makkah. And consequently, that element of shame that you got suffices it to consider to the as if it's a complete shalem, complete shlemus of the din malchus, and once it breaks, and therefore I'm not mamshich l'govait. That's how the Rivon learns Rishayna and Shnia. However, the Rambam has a completely, completely different pshat, and the Rambam pshat is somewhat mystifying in discussing the Achronim. Basically, in a nutshell, the Rambam gets into Rishayna and Shnia when it says in the Rambam is as follows. It's like the Rambam, we're talking, as he says, about somebody who did two different averis that are both chayav malchus, and he's getting two sets of malchus in a row. In a row. He's going to be getting, he's presumably strong, they're not going to do it in a way that he can't handle, but they give him the 39 lashes, and then he's going to be getting 39 more lashes, because he's strong enough and he can handle that, and mainly, therefore, consequently, he's about to get two different minions. The Rishon and Shnia, according to the Rambam, the two different minions. The Rambam paskins, the way basically he learns his Gemara as follows. Zok the Rambam, if it would be Niskalkel Berei when he's holding in the middle of the first minion, then you're patterned from all of the malchus that were going to be given in that seder in the entirety, which means both minyanim you were about to get. You were about to get two sets of 39 malchus, Zok the Rambam. If it's Niskalkel Berei, you got humiliated with the soiling oneself in the middle of the first count, that doesn't just patter to the end of that count, it patters to the end of the entirety of all that which was going to be given, including the entire second count of malchus as well. That's if he was soiling himself. So then, Zok the Rambam, you're only going to patter, strap broke when you're in the middle of giving the Malkus, you're only going to patter that minion that you're holding in and not the next minion. If you're going to be getting 39, another 39, it only patters the first 39. That's why the Gemara is saying, the way the Rambam reads it, that if it's Peshnia Poichonai Soi, that if it's the middle already, in the middle of the second set of 39 and the strap breaks, you're totally off the hook. But if you're in the middle of the Rishayna, you're not totally off the hook, because although you patter when the strap breaks, you patter is the remainder of that minion of 39, you still have to go through the second Sinai. And the Achrayim Matzach and Tumel of that, what exactly is the difference according to the Shittas of Rambam? What's the base of this distinction the Rambam makes? It patters you, but it only patters you to the end of that count of 39, but you still have to give the other. Where he got shamed, he got humiliated, the din is apparently anished, and over there you're patted from the entirety of all the Malkas that were going to be given, including the next set which he didn't even begin yet. What's the chiluk between Niskalka V'rei and Nisika Ritzua? And that the Chazon Yecheskel of Chatzkel Abramsky says that he believes it's a simple, straightforward Svaradik idea. Zokter, by the case of Nifsega HaRetzua, why am I part of him being mashlim from continuing the rest of the Seder HaMakas? It's because, like the Rivon speaks out of here, because I already fulfilled somewhat of a nikla, humiliating him, with the first set of the first few Malkas that were already given before the Ritzua was Nifsak. Im Kain, Zokter of Abramsky, so if the first few Malkas are the Venikla that's pattering this guy from all the rest, those Malkas only nisyaches to the Seder of the 39, the there of Chaylakov. They're not nisyaches to the next set, which he didn't even start yet. So the Mela, those, the Nikla, that those first, let's say, five Malkas out of the 39 that they're going to give you, that's a Nikla that belongs, so to speak, to the first set of Malkas alone, because that set of Malkas, those Malkas that were done, belong specifically to that set of the first 39, and therefore, the Nikla of having given those Malkas that you already started giving, that is a Koyach HaPoiter only of the first set, not of the second set, because those Malkas that you were given, those first few Malkas, don't have any Shaychas to the second set at all. They belong to the first set, they don't belong to the second set. Therefore, the Nikla that comes from them only patted you from the first set, not from the second. Mashenkin, if you miskalko, but soyo hamera glayim, Zakhtar Abramsky, the kilkel that comes about, Zok, there is a psychological thing. It's not just because of the pain of the Malka that you just got this second. It's because that you're getting this pain and you're looking ahead in your mind's eye and thinking about all the oncoming suffering you're about to get. Look, I only did five so far, I have to get so many more, dozens more I have to get. And therefore, all Sazam and together, the psychology of the thinking ahead, together with the pain that you're getting, that's what causes the person to become a kolkol berei of tsoya. In Cain Zok, that the person who is, let's say he's healthy and strong, and he's about to get two different sets of malchus, and he's holding in the middle of the first, and he's galkol berei. Zok, there over there, the second oncoming set that was coming up was also, when Arayin, it was a chaluk of what engendered, what generated the soiling oneself, the kolkol because what made him Kalko Berei Vitzoya is the thinking ahead as well, and he's thinking ahead not just the end of the Seder, but he's, even after he finishes the Seder, you have a whole other Seder of Malkas. Comes Kum Techois, that the trepidation about the future, not just about the first set, but about the second set as well, went around, it became a part and parcel of what engendered the Kilkel and the Venikla. So therefore, since the second set is part of what engendered the Venikla, what brought about the humiliation of the soiling himself, so therefore that is a Koyach HaPoiter, it's a Venikla that's Messiachis, that belongs not just to the first set alone, but also the second, and Melech Pater is not just the first set, but also the second set as well. The Mishnah goes on, and it brings down a Chanina Ben Gamliel's Memre, that he says that Kol Chayvei Krisus Shalakum Nifteru Midei Krisos, and a big aside, that anybody who's Chayev Krisus, and he's Lakum, and he gets Malkus, he's Nifta from the Krisos, and he's Potter from Chorus, like it says, Nikla Chicha Beinecha, Kivon Shalako, whatever the Hareyu Kal Chicha. So, that's the din of Chanina Ben Gamliel's Memre, in the Mishnah. The Gemara has a shayla for the Zecholik Amanat, but the Gemara comes that we do Paskin like Hanani Ben Gamliel. Now, the Pashtus, and this is the way most learn, although as we see, it's actually a shayla, we'll talk about it later. Most learn that this din of Chayvei Krisus Shalaku, Nifnei Tzei Krisosan, is only a Gaya to those Krisus that are Eloi Sasei, which is most Krisus. Masha'ink came those two Krisus in that are an Asei, which, like at the beginning of Krisus, we learned that there are two Chayvei Krisus which are an Asei. That's Milu Pesach, a person fails to do the Milu on himself, a person fails to bring the carbon Pesach gets a chorus. So then there, since it's an assay, there's no shaychus to Malkus, and then most beforeshim learn that consequently, if a person is going to want to get Malkus, or we're going to give him Malkus just to pat him a chorus, the chorus of not bringing the carbon Pesach, gornish helfen, it's not going to help you at all, because an assay has no shaychus to Malkus, and therefore it can't pat from the chorus. As we'll see though, not everybody agrees to this, and this depends upon the Yosoidisik Ashaila about understanding the memory of Gamliel Ben Gamliel. But first, let's just discuss a basic question that's addressed over here by the Rishonim, a little bit by the Achrayim. The Balamor of Anorot, the Balamor over here in back of the Gemara writes that this din of Chanan ben Gamliel is talking about Airi b'shaloi osa tshuva. Even if he didn't do tshuva, you're going to give the bezin, give the guy Malkus. Even if he does not do tshuva, there's an intrinsic din that Kareyu ke'ochicha, like the Merlins in the Pasuk, once he gets the Malkus, he's ke'ochicha, and Melu, therefore, he's be'etzem potter from the chorus, even if he didn't do any tshuva. The riot to that is, Zok the Balamor, because if you can remember that with Tegesu, he did tshuva. tshuva. So if he did tshuva alone, the tshuva by itself has a kriyat tapati from the chorus. As always, up to Baal Moir, tshuva is a tremendous power. It's incredible kriyat. The tshuva all by itself, kapati from the chorus. He wouldn't have to come onto the malchus. He wouldn't have to say that the malchus patas the chorus. Chorus is a dinri de shemayim. It lends itself to tshuva being mechaper for it, tshuva taking care of it. And therefore, once you did the tshuva, the male you don't get chorus. It's not a question of malchus. It must be that the Baal Moir would talk and get the malchus even without tshuva, and that patas you as well. However, the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos of the Ferish Haked. In the Perish Mishnayos of the Rambam says, the Malkus im hatshuva yechaper hakoros. Remember, the Ferish Rambam, that the Rambam says the Malkus with tshuva is mechaper. And the Achronim ask on the Rambam, that according to that, why do I even need the Malkus to pater? Why don't you say the tshuva alone, this mamash a tremendous kliach of tshuva, it should mechaper you, and you shouldn't get the chorus. Why do you need Malkus with the tshuva? On this, the Maharal Bach, Reb Lebi and Chaviv, the great godly Maharal Bach, in the Kunchas HaSmicha, Bach asks his kasha, and he says on that he holds that there's an absolutely clear teretz on this, based upon the famous sugya at the end of Yuma, of the Dalu Chiluka Kapora. You know that in the end of Yuma, it talks about that a person does a regular save loisa say, so the halacha is that the tshuva can mechaper. However, a person does a chavi kriz, it says, so the halacha is that a person does a chayvi krisis is a very chomer d'gavera, and over there the halacha is that that the din is that tshuva v'yamekipurim toilim v'yasurim emarkim. That's what it says over there in the sugya at the end of Yuma. A person did a chayvi krisis, it's so chomer that even tshuva is just toilet. It lets you hang in there and leaves you hanging. Yom Kippur is also gonna stave off. It staves things off, but the yasurim, the bring person gets tribulations and suffering from shemayim. Yasurim ends up being emarkim and being mechaper him. So meila zokta. It works out very well. If I was going to rely on the tshuva alone, it would just be toilet. The tshuva is toilet, but the person would have to end up getting yisurim to him married. So therefore, that's why we're saying in the Mishnah that once he gets the malchus with the tshuva, without the tshuva, it's not going to be happy for the chorus, the Rambam says. But with the tshuva, if you have malchus with the tshuva, then the halacha is it has a curse to totally take away the aveira, and maybe there won't be any curse. Otherwise, it wouldn't be taken away. The aveira would not be completely gone, and you would get the curse unless you also already had the yisurim that the yisurim are. So that's the Hezber in the Rambam. Now we need to take at a moment to understand why the Malbach and the Kunchas HaSmicha gets into the whole discussion about this mission. And for this we need to recognize, and this is something Kedai to talk about, because it's a very fundamental machloikis, the Malbach against the Maribe Rav, how to understand this din of Chaner Megamliel over here in our Mishnah. What happened was, in a nutshell, Bekitzer, I'm sure you're familiar, that in the Tshuvas Malbach, Reb Lebi Ibn Chaviv, the Malbach, was the Rav of Yerushalayim, right around the turn of the 16th century, as a very, very begodl, and in that time there was a number of very great gedolim and tzfas. The Rebbe was the Maribe Rav, who was the great godl, the roish of the gedolim and tzfas, or the Maribe Rav, his Rebbe, the Beis Yosef, and the gedolim and tzfas wanted mechadish the smicha, and they held that they had a way, their understanding of the Rambam, that once you had Rav Chachmei Eretz Yisroel, you'd be allowed to mechadish the smicha, and you could reinstate the real original smicha, which has been nifsak, the original smicha that you had up until the time of the Tanoim, and we got broken, and they wanted Mechadish once again the Smicha. Now, why did they want Mechadish once again the Smicha? Granted, they held that you couldn't Mechadish the Smicha, Malbach held that you couldn't, that they got into a big fight, which is not negate to us. But what is negate is understanding why they wanted Mechadish the Smicha. So one of the main reasons, and Malbach understood that was their main reason, was that what they had at that time, in the beginning of the 16th century, was that you had the Anusim, who were people who were forced into being Muranos in Spain and in Portugal and other places where the Christians were very, very oppressive. They're oppressing the Jews and forcing them to Christianize. And the Jews were doing all kinds of averus, because many of them, most Jews allowed themselves to be forcibly converted at that time. It was terrible what was going on. And many of them eventually escaped and they made new lives and they wanted to go to new countries where they could live once again as a Yid. However, they felt terrible. They had lived publicly as Christians and done all kinds of alamini averus for many years. So they wanted, apparently it seems that they wanted, many of them wanted to get Malkus. And they felt that if they get Malkus, the Malkus would patter them from the chorus, from all the different averes that they had done during the earlier time period, and they felt that to get Malkus, that would be a kapora. The Maizi, he couldn't give them Malkus, because without the Bezen of Smuchim, a Bezen who has the Emes, the real Smicha, you can't give Malkus. So the Meir Rav wanted Mechadish the Smicha in order to enable these people to give him a Chesed, because they wanted to get Malkus in order to pat them from the chorus, and mainly therefore, he wanted Mechadish the Smicha. So when they came, this came to Malbach, the Blei Bim and Chaviv, he really fought them on two fronts. First of all, he said, you have no right to Mechadish the Smicha, which is not negate to us. But also, he said, even theoretically, if you couldn't mechadash a smicha, it's not going to get to help you what you want to do. Because he tainted that there's a number of rishonim, Muki Yosef of Hanorot says this thing, and the Loshon of the right Rivon over here is also meduyik like that. There's a number of rishonim amavur, that didn't have chanel liyah, chayve krisash malkash shal, krisash shalok, and if the big krisansan means in the case where he's chayve a chi of gomer of malkas anyway, because it was Edom and Hasra. So since there was Edom and Hasra, he was warned and everything. So rather, if you don't get the malkas, you're going to get cursed. But the ma'aseh is be'etzim, there's a din to give him malkas because he was warned by the Edom and there are Edom. So you have the ingredients to give him malkas, and then you give him the malkas, and he's off the hook from the curse. And that the Muki Yisrael speaks it out, and the Rivon is also meduik like that, talking about a case of Edom and Hasra. Masha in the case of these Anusim in Spain and in Portugal, obviously nobody gave him Hasra. There are no Edom, or if there are Edom, there's certainly no Hasra. So in Mela, there's no etzim din to give malkas. So if Tamazah, you want to invent the malkas and give him an invented malkas, he says that's b'chalal not the yisoid that Hanan ben Galiel was saying over there. And maybe he fought them very shtach, and he said even theoretically, if you could become a bezin of smuchim, you couldn't give the malkas to pater them because there was no eidim v'hasra. And this is be'emes taka. The truth is that a taka is mavur like that in the Muki Yosef and in the Dikaloshon of the Rivon taka is like that. And it's a taka taina that Bach had that based on his understanding of the din of Hanan ben Galiel. However, there are a couple of Maramakimis that are Mavur that they support the Maribi Rav in the Sinai of Chanel Leo, which is a whole different understanding. The Pshat is that even if there's no way to Vasra and there's no Etzim din to give the person Malkus, Maribi Rav understood if you hold him again in Chorus, which is a terrible thing, you get Chorus from Hashemayim, Rachman Lutzlan, his life will be cut off, he'll die, etc., etc. So there's a Chesed that a man should definitely give him the Malkus, and it's a different din Malkus. It's not the Malkus that needs the Edom Vasra, which is the Etzim Chi of Malkus. This is a Malkus that we have a right to give the person to pattern him just in order to pattern him from the Chorus. The Malkos that take care of the chorus. And that din, according to Maybe Rav, that actually does have certain Mayer Mekhimis. The Mishnah points out that there's a Bedek Abayas in the Torah, Kufnan Zion, that actually in Yeridea that brings them the Chuvas HaGoinim that actually come out seem to say Bamish Befeish. The Chuvas HaGoinim say, they speak out a case over there in the Chuvas HaGoinim. Person comes to Bethany and he says, Chilalti Shabbos, Avarti Aveira, etc., etc. And he says, oh, no, and apparently there doesn't seem to be any Aiden, there's no Hasra, there's no nothing. I'm telling you, he was Machal Shabbos, so at the Imrot. So Lashes Tshuva, if he wants to get the right Tshuva, the Goyim say Malkan Oisoy v'Oisim leKapora v'Zuhi Kaporosoy the Malkas of Mokam Isoy Medes. That's what the Tshuva of Goyim say. And granted, the Mishnah Tain is that Mamish Pashtus is Mavur, maybe Rav Shita against the Marabach. In other words, it's Mavur, this thing that the person has no Eidim, no Hasra, no nothing. He's coming and he's personally being made that he did this terrible Aveir. Now, normally I would say, Russia, how could you believe about yourself? But if you hear Poshit, it's not a question of he's telling you that he's about to get chorus from Hashemayim. There's no way he's a Matzmai Rosha on chorus, because chorus is a Metzius. The person's going to dinner on Aveir, he's going to get chorus. So he's asking, pleading with the Bez. The Metzius says, I happen to know I'm going to get chorus, he says, and I want you to do something for me, give me the Malkus. So on that, the Goinim are saying that the Bez has the Recht to give him Malkus, if that's what he wants, because the Malkus will pat him from the chorus. That's the Mishnah Melech says, that's Mamish the Pashtas Haloshan of the Tshuvas HaGoinim, and the Pashtas HaGoinim supports the Maribe Rav's understanding that there's a Nayer Din, a new halacha over here of Malkus, which is not the Chi of Malkus of Edom HaSro, it's a new Malkus just today, the path of the chorus. Likewise, the Rishon Shapurla in the Chibur HaMitzvahs writes a very interesting thing. He said there's actually a Yesh Meforshim in the Rivon Gufa van Ort in the Sugi over here that the Yesh Meforshim is Mavur that they learned like the Maribi Rav. The Gemara on Amad Beis is Mavur over here. It discusses the Mishnah Megillah that says that a person who does an Aveira on Yom Kippur, a violates Yom Kippur, the halacha is that that's called Zdoina Bidei Shamayim. If you do it amazed, that's Bidei Shamayim. Because that's chorus and that's bidei shamayim. So, frekti gemara, if you hold it from the gamliel, that you get malchus for it and the padi from the chorus, that should be kol bidei adam, right? That's the gemara's question, because malchus is bidei adam. So, why isn't kippur kol bidei shamayim? If according to the gamliel, you give malchus, take care of the chorus, and the malchus bidei adam. And for the gemara, afal pikein, it's still not a tainu, because that's called ikri bidei shamayim. The main thing is bidei shamayim, ikri bidei shamayim. What does it mean? Ikra bidei shamayim. What does that mean? So on that, the Rivon says that the correct pshat in Ikra bidei shamayim is that the biggest choymer aspect of his punishment is bidei shamayim, because chorus is more chomer than malchus. Chorus is very, very chomer. As the death, the hands of heaven, it's a very chomer with all the trappings of chorus. So therefore, the most chomer aspect of his din is bidei shamayim. So even though you can get him off the hook with the malchus, and if there is hasra, he'll take get the malchus and become potter, zokti Rivon. But that's the most chomer Kaparnas is Malkus, and therefore, consequently, it's called Ikri B'dei Shemayim, because the most chomer aspect is the Karas, and that's B'dei Shemayim. Zokter Yevon, however, there is a Yesh Meforshim that they learn differently. The Yesh Meforshim learned that the word Ikri B'dei Shemayim means Tchilosa B'dei Shemayim, that the din that Tchilo, that's first and foremost on this individual, is that he gets Karas. That's his first and foremost din, Tchilo, but rather, if he gets Malkus, and that's going to pater him, but his first and foremost din is B'dei Shemayim, and therefore the word Ikra doesn't mean the more chomor is chorus like the Rivon learns, but rather it means it is first and foremost. The Rivon Tain is it makes no sense whatsoever to call the chorus first and foremost. So at the Manashuk, he got Edom and Hasro, so you have a din of chorus and you have a din of Malkus, and they both chalani b'vasachas, you know? Why should one of them be more first and foremost than the other? There's a din of Edom and Hasro, the din of Malkus, and therefore it doesn't make any sense what you're saying that Ikra means first and foremost. Zokta, Stemir Yuchim Fesh Perlid, and he's boyin and good Zokta, it's Mavur clearly that the Machlekas, the Rivon and the Yeshu Forshim is Mamish this Machlekas. In the Stainach on the O'Neill between the Marbach and the Rebbe Rav. The Rivon himself learned like the Marbach, which is why the Rivon Taka speaks out there with talking that if you got Eidim Vasro, that's Mamashal Bachshita. If you got Eidim Vasro, you have a Din Malkus, and then you're going to get off the hook. But your Mohammed Dikadin is to get Chorus, but if there is an Asro, you get off the hook of the Malkus. Okay, in Cain, if that's the case, then Avadik has to have had Eidim Vasro, and when had Eidim Vasro, then you're not going to altogether be getting Malkus, and that's Mamish like the Malbach Shita, that you can't get to invent the Malkus, the path of the Chorus. But the Riesh Beforshim, they learned up that we're talking even about a guy who didn't even have any Din Eidim Vasro Bechlau. He's getting a particular Mesuyim Dik, a new Din of Malkus, a new Malkus that he's getting is the Malkus that's Lehedia for the purpose of taking care of the Oynish Chorus. It's a Mazundar, a new din that we're learning out of a new drasha that a person has an Oynish Chorus and get a Malkus to take care of that Oynish and will take away the Oynish of Chorus. That's why the Yesh and Forishma learning, we're talking about a case without Eidim Vasro, and they're saying that his din Tchilo would have been to get Chorus. His first and foremost would be to get Chorus, because Batsami doesn't have any intrinsic din to get Malkus, because there was no Eidim Vasro. So Tchilo, his first and foremost primary din would really be to get Chorus. That's the din of somebody at Eidim Asro. If, however, you want to patter the guy from the Chorus, you have a right, he is able to get the Malkus, and then Malkus will exempt him from his din, which is Tchila, from his Ikroi din, which is that of Chorus. Zokter Yerucham Vesha Perli, you see Mamish Pa'alil, you see Befeirish, this thing that the Yesh and Forshim were learning like the Mirei Rav. They were learning, we're talking about a guy who didn't have the Eidim Asro, and that's why they say that Ikroi B'dei Shammai means that Tchilos B'dei Shammai, his primary din is to get Chorus, because there was no Eidim Asro. And Afal Pikain, the Malkus will pater him anyhow. Zokter of Perla, that if you learn like that Mahaluch, then a filu by Pesach Umila, which are assays, and for Steitzach, they can have an Etzem Chiyav of Malkus. But Afal Pikain, there will still be a din, a new din, that Malkus that administered in a Chiyav Chorus will pater a Chiyav Chorus. So even if the person failed to do Pesach Umila, he gets Chorus for then, you give him the Malkus, and the Malkus will pater him, because this is not the Malkus that's Mischaye because of a Lois assay. It's a different Malkus that's Nevea from the fact he wanted Potter to become Potter from a Chorus, and any chorus could have that, and that's why he says in the Mishnah, Kol Chayvei Kriyas Shaloku Niftu Midei Kriyas Asam. The Kol means every single Chayvei Kriyas is actually Meduyak Lezokta like the Meribe Rav, because it's saying that it doesn't depend on having been specifically a Lois Asay or having specifically the qualities that normally Machayev a Malkus. There's a Nudin of Malkus that's engendered simply in and of itself from the fact that you have a chorus and you want this to be substitute and take care of the chorus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.